Well, let's get the ball rolling. Eugenio, great to see you again. How have you been?
Fine. How are you, Mark? I'm excited with the new movie. I'm really, really happy because the response of the audience after watching the film is really powerful.
Oh, 100%, 100%. I was telling Chris earlier that I probably still have red eyes because I'm still teared up from the movie. And I was What for a movie that I thought was going to be about skateboarding in the 80s, it turned out to be just as entertaining, just as uplifting. It really made my day. You're tremendous, transformative in this, and being a producer, I expect that you take literal ownership of the movie. So how does that level of getting involved go into your mindset?
I have a problem. I'm a control freak, a control freak. So, that's why I started producing. I started as an actor first, and then I realized that I couldn't express it was not my voice because I was not comfortable with the lines. Then I started writing by necessity, let's say. And still, there was a producer telling me, "No, don't do this, don't do that." Then I start directing. Then I start, and the end, I started producing because I wanted to have the entire control of the situation. So, but I hear I'm open always. We had a big argue before I start shooting Radical because I wanted to look more like the real Sergio, and I wanted like a different hairdo, the something in my face, and Chris was no, I want you just like this. And it was like after 2 days of arguing and complaining, my business partner told me, "You know what? Well, you're also a producer. If you want to, well, you can do whatever you want." And I was like, no, but on the other hand, I've been there. I've been the director that the producer doesn't trust you and you have to obey. And I don't want to do that to Chris, so I'm going to do whatever he wants. So I'm open to hearing.
Well, you're a kind soul, a great actor. You have some of the best hair in the business. But there's a charm that comes through your portrayal. I remember, I doubt you remember this, but we met for Dora the Explorer, and I tried to do some Spanish. And at the end of it, you said, "Muy bien." And when I heard you tell the kids "Muy bien," I felt that same level of like, it was genuine. It felt heartfelt. That's like who you are as a character. So I love that you're able to bring that through the screen. So that's not a question, more of a clap for you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, Mark.
But you're working with children who, in their way, are living a real story. And so that in real life, children triumphed. Do you have examples on set from when, even as actors, you saw the kids achieve something, get to a higher level, nail something?
I don't know if Chris told you, but he didn't want professional actors. So the kids were like first time doing a movie, all of them. And that was really refreshing. They were not aware of where the camera was. They were like lost, but that was a good thing for us. But it was very, very inspiring. Every time they were asking me questions and how should I do this? How should I do that? And I would like just react as natural as possible. And there was one scene. Remember that scene with where Nico is he doesn't want to show me what's inside his backpack.
I do.
It was a very, very tough scene for him. And he was not an actor, so he was like, "I'm a little bit shocked because I don't know what to do. Do I need to cry?" I was like, "No, don't push it. Do whatever you feel, don't push it." But he was too nervous, so he was not getting there. And after a few takes, Chris and I got together, and I was like, "Ah, what should we should do something different." And then I asked Chris, just keep shooting, and I'm gonna try some crazy stuff. And then in the editing, we can play with it. And we're like, "Okay, be my guest. I trust you." And I told him, just don't say action. I don't want him to know that we're shooting. And then I started like playing with him, and we went really deep. And I at the end, I made him cry. And I felt bad. But at the end, when he knew that we were shooting, he was really happy because, oh, I did it. I did it. I don't know how I did it, but I did it. And it was a very inspiring story and how he achieved what he wanted without even knowing he was acting.
Well, like I was telling Chris, the honesty of the movie just comes through, and I think a lot, like you said, with these kids aren't actors. I think there's a, we'll call it the Holy Cinema Trinity. There is your work, Jennifer Trejo's work, and Gilberto Barraza. Like the three of you working together, I couldn't take my eyes off those scenes. So I have to ask, what was your favorite scene to shoot? And now, as a producer, director, writer, and stepping back, what was your favorite scene to watch all put together?
Oh my God, good questions. Well, the Nico scene that I just told you is one of them just because of that, because I feel that it's very powerful and the story behind that nobody knows, and how I was able to get Nico there, it was really interesting. There is also the probably the most fun scene was the one where we are like in the water, how cisterna in well the water thing, the dumpster with water. You know what I'm talking about? That was really fun. We were having an amazing time there, because I remember that the kids were really, really, really happy that day. They felt that they were playing, not working. But my favorite scene to watch is probably when Paloma and Nico are on top of this pile of trash. And you see them watching through the telescope. I feel that the beauty of that shot is so powerful because you're combining this world. You cannot be in a worse place than in a trash pile, in the landfill, in the dumpsters. And all of a sudden, they're looking to the stars through a telescope, looking to their future, to what they want to be. So this combination is really, really powerful. For me, it was one of the beauty shots of the movie. They on top of the pile, trash pile, looking at the stars and looking at the spaceships.
Don't do that. You're going to make me cry. I just got over the redness. I'm taking some Visine. I think the movie's great because, like kids need to see kids succeed, whether it's themselves or their peers. And I think that just having one tweak in their life to set them on a different trajectory, one degree off, they become a different person. I love everything about the movie. So I'm thrilled to be speaking with you again. The movie ends on a literal high note with music. It's not Barry Manilow like we tried to get for Dora, but it is still effective. So I won't keep you. You probably have 1,000 other journalists to speak with, but best of luck. This movie rocks.
Thank you, Mark. I'm so happy to hear you saying that. Help us spread the word. I feel that this movie can do a lot for education, not just in Mexico, but in Latin America or maybe worldwide. I hope the movie could start at least a conversation to change education and to let kids develop their potential. Hopefully, that would be my best goal, not the box office, but to see if this movie can make some change in education in any part of the world.
As it's shown here, just very small changes can reap unimaginable bounty. So, I'd let you send me a message, text message. We'll talk. We'll get the message out. The best to you and the movie. Take care of
Thank you,
yourself.
Mark.